The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Good morning. It's Sunday, March 14th in the year of our Lord, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is the fourth Sunday of Lent. In the Missal, this is liturgical year B, cycle one. Sunday is a day to pray the glorious mysteries of the Rosary. In today's gospel, we see Jesus healing a man born blind. It is God in Jesus Christ who gives us the eyes of faith to see more fully the mystery of divine love. Only God can enlighten us and open our blind eyes. Like St. Augustine, let's say, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. And let's surrender ourselves into the hands of our Savior who desires to do great things in us. If we let him open our eyes, and let's offer this day to the Lord. Come, Holy Spirit, inflame our hearts with the longings of Christ's sacred heart, so that we might truly offer our persons and works in union with him for the salvation of the world. Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, we consecrate ourselves to your sacred heart, and we offer ourselves with you to the Father in your holy sacrifice of the Mass, with our prayer, works, sufferings, and joys of this day, in reparation for our sins, and that your kingdom come. We especially pray for the Church throughout the world, for the Holy Father and his intentions, for the evangelization and conversion of the whole world, for our bishop and his intentions, for our parish, and for our families and their needs. Listen to us, O Lord, through Christ your Son. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying that we may experience the sacrament of reconciliation with renewed depth to taste the infinite mercy of God. Now today's meditation of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, presented by Leonardo De Filippis of St. Luke Productions.
Learning to love. We are not spared dark nights. They are clearly necessary so that we can learn through suffering. A part of every human love is that it is only truly great and enriching if I am ready to deny myself for this other person, to come out of myself, to give of myself. I must begin by no longer looking at myself, but by asking what he wants. I must begin by learning to love. With this attitude, I no longer ask, what can I get for myself? But I simply let myself be guided by him, truly lose myself in Christ. When I abandon myself, let go of myself, then I see, yes, life is right at last, because otherwise I am far too narrow for myself. When, so to speak, I go outside, then it truly begins, then life attains its greatness. Of course, it isn't a journey you can make from one day to the next. If you're interested in quick happiness, then faith doesn't work. And perhaps that is one of the reasons for the crisis in faith nowadays, that we want our pleasure and our happiness at once, and not to take the risk of a lifelong venture, a venture made in the trust that this leap will not end in nothingness, but that it is by its nature that act of love for which we were created, and which alone gives me what I want, loving and being loved, and thereby finding true happiness.
This meditation is taken from Benedictus, published by Ignatius Press and Magnificat, and produced by St. Luke Productions. Learn more at stlukeproductions.com.
There were women who as they cared for you, so you cared for them. By stopping to speak to them, teaching us to look deeper into your passion, to see the real meaning and come to repent. While there's still time, as Christ passes by, do we cry for him? So close by our side, do we see him?
The eighth station of the cross, Jesus consoles the holy women. That's Donna Corey Gibson, As Christ Passes By, from her epic album, The Way of the Cross, a song for each station. It's 9 minutes past the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on the fourth Sunday of Lent, March 14th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. Here's a tweet from Pope Francis at Pontifex. The center of confession is Jesus, who waits for us, who listens to us, and forgives us. On this fourth Sunday of Lent, we begin the liturgical day now as we join the whole church in prayer. We're led by our friends at divineoffice.org, a lay apostolate promoting the prayer of the Liturgy of the Hours by all of the faithful. We join together now in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth, and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all my works.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
On this day, the first of days, God the Father's name we praise, who creation's Lord and Spring did the world from darkness bring. On this day the eternal Son over death his triumph won. On this day the Spirit came with his gifts of living flame. Father, who didst fashion man, God-like in thy loving plan, fill us with that love divine, and conform our wills to thine. Word made flesh, all hail to thee. Thou from sin hast set us free, and with thee we die and rise unto God in sacrifice. Holy Spirit, you impart gifts of love to every heart. Give us light and grace, we pray. Fill our hearts this holy God the Blessed, Three in One, may thy holy will be done. In thy word our souls are free, and we rest this day with thee.
Who can climb the Lord's mountain or stand in his holy place?
Who can climb the Lord's mountain or stand in his holy place?
The Lord's is the earth and its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is he who set it on the seas, on the waters he made it firm.
Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor.
He shall receive blessings from the Lord and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him, seek the face of the God of Jacob.
O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of Glory.
Who is the King of Glory? The Lord, the Mighty, the Valiant. The Lord, the Valiant in War.
O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of Glory.
Who is he, the King of Glory? He, the Lord of armies. He is the King of Glory.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Who can climb the Lord's mountain, or stand in his holy place?
Bless our God, you nations of the world. He has given us life. Bless our God, you nations of the world. He has given us life.
Cry out with joy to God, all the earth. O sing to the glory of his name. O render him glorious praise. Say to God, how tremendous your deeds. Because of the greatness of your strength, your enemies cringe before you. Before you, all the earth shall bow, shall sing to you, sing to your name.
Come and see the works of God, tremendous his deeds among men. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the river dry shod. Let our joy then be in him. He rules forever by his might. His eyes keep watch over the nations. Let rebels not rise against him. O peoples, bless our God. Let the voice of his praise resound. Of the God who gave life to our souls and kept our feet from stumbling. For you, O God, have tested us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You led us, God, into the snare. You laid a heavy burden on our backs. You let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water. But then you brought us relief. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Bless our God, you nations of the world. He has given us life.
Listen to me, all you who revere God. Let me tell you what great things he has done for me. Listen to me, all you who revere God. Let me tell you what great things he has done for me.
Burnt offering I bring to your house. To you I will pay my vows, the vows which my lips have uttered, which my mouth spoke in my distress. I will offer burnt offerings of fatlings with the smoke of burning rams. I will offer bullocks and goats. Come and hear, all who fear God. I will tell what he did for my soul. To him I cried aloud, with high praise ready on my tongue. If there had been evil in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But truly God has listened. He has heeded the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, who did not reject my prayer, nor withhold his love from me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Listen to me, all you who revere God. Let me tell you what great things he has done for me.
Lord, your words are spirit and life.
You have the words of eternal life.
From the book of Leviticus. The Lord said to Moses, take Aaron and his sons together with the vestments, the anointing oil, the bullock for a sin offering, the two rams, and the basket of unleavened bread. Then assemble the whole community at the entrance of the meeting tent. And Moses did as the Lord had commanded. When the community had assembled at the entrance of the meeting tent, Moses told them what the Lord ordered to be done. Bringing forward Aaron and his sons, he first washed them with water. And then he put the tunic on Aaron, girded him with the sash, clothed him with the robe, placed the ephod on him, and girded him with the embroidered belt of the ephod, fastening it around him. He then set the breastpiece on him, with the Urim and Thummim in it, and put the mitre on his head, attaching the gold plate, the sacred diadem, over the front of the mitre at his forehead, as the Lord had commanded him to do. Taking the anointing oil, Moses anointed and consecrated the dwelling with all that was in it. Then he sprinkled some of this oil 7 times on the altar and anointed the altar with all of its appurtenances and the laver with its base, thus consecrating them. He also poured some of the anointing oil on Aaron's head, thus consecrating him. Moses likewise brought forward Aaron's sons, clothed them with tunics, girded them with sashes, and put turbans on them, as the Lord had commanded him to do. When he brought forward the bullock for a sin offering, Aaron and his sons laid their hands on its head. Then Moses slaughtered it, and taking some of its blood with his finger, he put it on the horns around the altar, thus purifying the altar. He also made atonement for the altar by pouring out the blood at its base when he consecrated it. Taking all the fat that was over the inner organs, as well as the lobe of the liver and the 2 kidneys with their fat, Moses burned them on the altar. The bullock, however, with its hide and flesh and offal, he burned in the fire outside the camp, as the Lord commanded him to do. Aaron then raised his hands over the people and blessed them. When he came down from offering the sin offering and the holocaust and peace offering, Moses and Aaron went into the meeting tent. On coming out, they again blessed the people. Then the glory of the Lord was revealed to all the people. Fire came forth from the Lord's presence and consumed the holocaust and the remnants of the fat on the altar. Seeing this, all the people cried out and fell prostrate. The word of the Lord.
Under the old covenant, there were many priests because death prevented them from continuing in office.
But Christ has an eternal priesthood because he remains forever.
The Lord raised up Aaron, conferred on him the priesthood of the people, and blessed him with great honor.
But Christ has an eternal priesthood because he remains forever.
From a treatise on John by St. Augustine, Bishop. The Lord tells us, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. In these few words, he gives a command and makes a promise. Let us do what he commands so that we may not blush to covet what he promises and to hear him say on the day of judgment, I laid down certain conditions for obtaining my promises. Have you fulfilled them? If you say, what did you command, Lord our God? He will tell you, I commanded you to follow me. You asked for advice on how to enter into life. What life, if not the life about which is written, with you is the fountain of life? Let us do now what he commands. Let us follow in the footsteps of the Lord. Let us throw off the chains that prevent us from following him. Who can throw off these shackles without the aid of the one addressed in these words? You have broken my chain. Another psalm says of him, the Lord frees those in chains. The Lord raises up the downcast. Those who have been freed and raised up follow the light. The light they follow speaks to them. I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness. The Lord gives light to the blind. Brethren, that light shines on us now, for we have had our eyes anointed with the eye salve of faith. His saliva was mixed with earth to anoint the man born blind. We are of Adam's stock, blind from our birth. We need him to give us light. He mixed saliva with earth, and so it was prophesied, truth has sprung up from the earth. He himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. We shall be in possession of the truth when we see face to face. This is his promise to us. Who would dare to hope for something that God in his goodness did not choose to promise or bestow? We shall see face to face. The apostle says, now I know in part, now obscurely through a mirror, but then face to face. John the Apostle says in one of his letters, dearly beloved, we are now children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. We know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. This is a great promise. If you love me, follow me. I do love you, you protest, but how do I follow you? If the Lord your God said to you, I am the truth and the life, in your desire for truth and your love for life, you would certainly ask him to show you the way to reach them. You would say to yourself, truth is a great reality. Life is a great reality. If only it were possible for my soul to find them. I hate the ways of falsehood.
Your word is a lantern which guides my steps, a light for the pathway before me.
Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
Your word is a lantern which guides my steps, a light for the pathway before me.
Let us pray. O God, through your word, reconcile the human race to yourself in a wonderful way. Grant, we pray, that with prompt devotion and eager faith, the Christian people may hasten toward the solemn celebrations to come. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
29 minutes past the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Sunday, March 14th, 2021, the fourth Sunday of Lent. We'll check out today's gospel in just a few minutes.
Oh,
Love the way they did that. Wild Honey and the Locusts with Beautiful Savior. 26 before the hour, it's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's the fourth Sunday of Lent, March 14th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek, and the Lord never passed up an opportunity to teach. Today we see him heal a blind man. And, of course, it's an opportunity to teach the kingdom. From the ninth chapter of the Gospel of John.
As he passed by, Jesus saw a man blind from his birth. His disciples asked him,
"Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?"
"It was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God might be made manifest in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night comes when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world."
As he said this, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle and anointed the man's eyes with the clay, saying to him,
"Go, wash in the pool of Siloam."
Siloam means sent. So he went and washed and came back, seeing. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar said,
"Is not this the man who used to sit and beg?"
"It is he."
"No, but he is like him."
But the beggar said,
"I am the man."
"Then how were your eyes opened?"
"The man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' So I went and washed and received my sight."
"Where is he?"
"I do not know."
They brought to the Pharisees the man who had formerly been blind. Now it was a Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. The Pharisees again asked him how he had received his sight.
"He put clay on my eyes, and I washed, and I see."
"This man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath."
"How can a man who is a sinner do such signs?"
There was a division among them. So they again said to the blind man,
"What do you say about him, since he has opened your eyes?"
"He is a prophet."
The Jews did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight, until they called the parents of the man who had received his sight and asked them,
"Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How then does he now see?"
His parents answered,
"We know that this is our son, and that he was born blind. But how he now sees, we do not know, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him. He is of age. He will speak for himself."
His parents said this because they feared the Jews. For the Jews had already agreed that if anyone should confess him to be Christ, he was to be put out of the synagogue. Therefore his parents said, "He's of age. Ask him." So for the second time, they called the man who had been blind and said to him,
"Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner."
"Whether he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I know, that though I was blind, now I see."
"What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?"
"I have told you already, and you would not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you too want to become his disciples?"
And they reviled him.
"You are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses. But as for this man, we do not know where he comes from."
"Why, this is a marvel. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, God listens to him. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing."
"You were born in utter sin, and would you teach us?"
And they cast him out. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and having found him, he said,
"Do you believe in the Son of Man?"
"And who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?"
"You have seen him, and it is he who speaks to you."
"Lord, I believe."
And he worshipped him.
"For judgment I came into this world, that those who do not see
may see, and that those who see may become blind.
Some of the Pharisees near him heard this, and they said to him,
Are we also blind?
If you were blind, you would have no guilt. But now that you say, we see, your guilt remains.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. All of the daily Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app.
Trust in perfect light. Be still, my
That is Aaron Flynn. Be still, my soul. 16 minutes before the hour, it's daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on the fourth Sunday of Lent, March 14th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. Time to pray with the whole church. We're led by our friends at divineoffice.org as we lift our hearts, hands, and voices all together now in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Give you thanks. You are my God. I shall proclaim your glory.
O God, my God, I give you thanks.
You are my God.
I shall proclaim your glory.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever.
Let the sons of Israel say, his love endures forever. Let the sons of Aaron say, his love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever.
I called to the Lord in my distress. He answered and freed me. The Lord is at my side. I do not fear. What can man do against me? The Lord is at my side as my helper. I shall look down on my foes.
It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes.
The nations all encompassed me. In the Lord's name I crushed them. They compassed me about. In the Lord's name I crushed them. They compassed me about like bees. They blazed like a fire among thorns. In the Lord's name I crushed them.
I was hard pressed and was falling, but the Lord came to help me. The Lord is my strength and my song. He is my Savior. There are shouts of joy and victory in the tents of the just.
The Lord's right hand has triumphed. His right hand raised me. The Lord's right hand has triumphed. I shall not die. I shall live and recount his deeds. I was punished by the Lord, but not doomed to die.
Open to me the gates of holiness. I will enter and give thanks. This is the Lord's own gate, where the just may enter. I will thank you, for you have answered, and you are my Savior.
The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the work of the Lord, a marvel in our eyes. This day was made by the Lord. We rejoice and are glad.
O Lord, grant us salvation. O Lord, grant success. Blessed in the name of the Lord is he who comes. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord God is our light.
go forward in procession with branches even to the altar. You are my God. I thank you. My God, I praise you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen. Lord God, you have given us the great day of rejoicing. Jesus Christ, the stone rejected by the builders, has become the cornerstone of the church, our spiritual home. Shed upon your church the rays of your glory, that it may be seen as the gate of salvation open to all nations. Let cries of joy and exaltation ring out from its tents to celebrate the wonder of Christ's resurrection.
O God, my God, I give you thanks. You are my God. I shall proclaim your glory. God of might, deliver us. Free us from the power of the enemy. God of might, deliver us. Free us from the power of the enemy.
Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of our fathers, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever.
And blessed is your holy and glorious name, praiseworthy and exalted above all for all ages.
Blessed are you in the temple of your holy glory, praiseworthy and glorious above all forever.
Blessed are you on the throne of your kingdom, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever.
Blessed are you who look into the depths from your throne upon the cherubim, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever.
Blessed are you in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious forever.
Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen. God of might, Deliver us. Free us from the power of the enemy. Praise God for his mighty deeds.
Praise God for his mighty deeds.
Praise God in his holy place. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his powerful deeds. Praise his surpassing greatness.
Oh, praise him with sound of trumpet. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with timbrel and dance. Praise him with strings and pipes.
Oh, praise him with resounding cymbals. Praise him with clashing of cymbals. Let everything that lives and that breathes give praise to the Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, maker of heaven and earth and of all created things, you make your just ones holy, and you justify sinners who confess your name. Hear us as we humbly pray to you. Give us eternal joy with your saints.
Praise God for his mighty deeds.
A reading from the book of Nehemiah. Today is holy to the Lord your God. Do not be sad and do not weep, for today is holy to our Lord. Do not be saddened this day, for rejoicing in the Lord must be your strength. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us.
Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us.
You were wounded for our offenses.
Have mercy on us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us.
It was unheard of for anyone to open the eyes of a man born blind until the coming of Christ, the Son of God.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
It was unheard of for anyone to open the eyes of a man born blind until the coming of Christ, the Son of God. Let us give glory to God, whose kindness knows no limit. Through Jesus Christ, who lives forever to intercede for us, let us pray.
Kindle in our hearts the fire of your love.
God of mercy, let today be a day rich in good works.
A day of generosity to all we meet. Kindle in our hearts the fire of your love.
From the waters of the flood, you saved Noah through the ark.
From the waters of baptism, raise up to new life those under instruction.
Kindle in our hearts the fire of your love.
May we live not by bread only,
but by every word falling from your lips.
Kindle in our hearts the fire of your love.
Help us to do away with all dissension,
so that we may rejoice in your gifts of peace and love.
Kindle in our hearts the fire of your love.
And now we pause to express our own needs and those of our community.
Kindle in our hearts the fire of your love.
Now let us offer the prayer Christ has given us as the model for all prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, through your word, reconcile the human race to yourself in a wonderful way. Grant, we pray, that with prompt devotion and eager faith, the Christian people may hasten toward the solemn celebrations to come. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
It's Sunday, a great opportunity. So if you are able, get to Mass and receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Sunday edition of Morning Air next time, Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the app. Go out, make it a great and holy day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Readings from In Conversation with God are used with the permission of Scepter Publishers. Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Benedictus Moments, courtesy of St. Luke Productions. And selections from the Truth and Life Dramatized Audio Bible are courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. Find out more at RelevantRadio.com. Click on Daybreak. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.